Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. November 24th, 1951. Unusual polling stations. On this day, November 24th, 1951, election notices for the impending December 13th general elections were printed in the Barbados Advocate, as required by the Representation of the People Act, 1951. These notices, which were undersigned by the returning officer for each constituency, began as follows. Notice is hereby given to the electors of the aforesaid parish that a poll has been granted for the election now pending for the said parish. The notice then listed the names of candidates contesting the election, polling hours, and the polling stations in each electoral district, and specified that the counting of votes would commence on the 14th of December at 9 a.m. Keen political observers, reviewing the 1951 list of polling stations enumerated, may conclude that some of them are unusual, especially when compared to contemporary polling stations. The parish of St. Michael, being the most populous parish, had the longest list of polling stations. Some of the more noticeable include Mr. E. O. Lane's Garage, Tweeside Road, Hummingbird Friendly Society Lodge Room, Hanshall's Tenantry, Eagle Hall, Rowan Progressive Club, Bell Gully, Mr. Joseph Harris's House, Mill Yard Gap, Britain's Hill, Barbados Turf Club Pavilion, Garrison, St. Stephen's Vicarage, Blackrock. In the parish of St. Philip, Mrs. Beatrice King's residence at Evelyn's Tenantry, Mr. Oscar Burke's house near Ruby Corner, the Cotton House Club, Church Village, Astor Club, Fall Bay, and the Chiming Bells Club at Marchfield were polling stations. Among the polling stations in St. Thomas were Club Casablanca, Pori Spring, Vaucluse Factory, Lion Castle Plantation, Bright Star Friendly Society, Welchman Hall, and Mr. Milton Bino's residence, Bridgefield. Christchurch polling stations included the workshop at Providence Boys' School, a building in the yard of Dr. E. L. Ward's residence, Maxwell, Miss M. Wilkie's house, Hastings, near Pavilion Court, the lodge room of the St. Matthias Combined Friendly Society, Lower Darrells Road, the second floor of a building in the grounds of Ventnor and Nurse Callender's residence, Little Hopewell, on the Chancery Lane Main Highway. On this day, November 24, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published election notices, which disseminated critical information to the electorate. Polling stations interspersed throughout each constituency were in the main schools and churches. However, private homes, cricket clubs, friendly societies, and plantation yards were also selected to ensure flexibility and convenience.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.